One of the films I caught as part of the British Film Festival was Spooks, The Greater Good.
As in Spooks, the TV series?
Exactly. Movie. And if you're imagining an extended version of the TV series, you'd be spot on. Mm-hmm. It features Harry, played by Peter Firth.
As he, is he the only one still left alive?
Well, not quite. he's trying to track down an escaped terrorist. A terrorist who escaped while being transported by MI5 because a crucial helicopter was diverted for some reason. Mm-hmm. Harry suspects a mole, fakes his death, and starts doing
his... Harry fakes his death.
Oh, yeah. Starts doing behind the scenes to find out what's going on. Meanwhile, the spooks recall Will Crombie, who had been sacked by Harry, to try and track down the missing terrorist. And there's some interesting byplay. Mm-hmm. And Harry's doing a lot of stuff off the grid, so to speak.
Yep.
Includes interesting deals being done with the terrorists to find out who was the mole and what's going on. We, of course, naturally suspect the CIA. And amongst other things, there's a trade with the Russians to get back the terrorist's wife.
So are we talking sort of the current style variety of terrorists, or is this like an older style terrorist? All American movies tend to be about the current rash of terrorists.
So. Well, it's like Spooks, so it's set in the current day. Terrorists is sympathetic to a certain extent, but quite violent. And part of the deal Harry does is to say he'll get back his wife from the Russians. Mm. Guess who traded the wife to the Russians in the first place? They're running a few problems all along the way. But if you enjoyed the TV series, you enjoy the movie.
Yeah.
It's a nice continuation of the story. No one's 100% black or white. There are deals being done all over the place that are double crosses galore. You may recall in a few of the TV episodes, there's a little coda at the end where Harry sorts out the real villain in various extrajudicial, extra-legal means. he's sussed out who's behind the plot in this one as well, and he deals with them appropriately.
He's very good at that.
Yeah, he is a nasty piece of work when you get down to it. He recognises that the forces arrayed against Five are huge, and they're working hard to dismantle them.
Yeah.
To let them become a subsidiary of the CIA. But he figures they'll go down fighting all the way because the Americans' aims are not necessarily those of the Britons.
Well, no, and that is true.
If you enjoyed Spooks, the TV series, you'll enjoy Spooks, the movie. As I say, it was on as part of the British Film Festival. No doubt it'll turn up for a season later in the year. Worth catching. Nicely paced, well cut, lots of double crosses. If you like spy stories, you'll enjoy the film.
Well, that was always a good thing about Spooks. You never knew who they were going to kill. Nobody was ever safe.
Yeah. That's right. It's a nasty little business, and you can't guarantee who's going to be left at the end. So I won't say more than that because I don't want to give away too much about the ending.
Okay.
But I will say it's very nicely done, and some of the deals Harry does may surprise you.